This is 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, our weekly conversation with Sarah Rigg, project manager for the Concentrate Media Online Story, about positive and impactful things happening in the Ypsilanti area. I'm Lisa Berry, and we're joined now by Sarah and one of this week's interviewees. Tell us, Sarah, what is that story about?
I read a story about the largest ever gift to the Ypsilanti Area Community Fund and how that's going to impact six local nonprofits. And I brought with me Allison Foreman, who is the executive director of Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels, which is one of six recipients of this large legacy gift.
Thanks for joining us, Allison.
Great to be here, and I'm so happy to share some thoughts on this wonderful gift to the community.
I feel like, Sarah, we should start, though, with there's a bit of a story behind the gift. Can you fill us in on that?
So, yes, there were two people named James, Jim, and Marla Gusev, who have lived in Ypsilanti for many years, were very active with several community organizations. Jim was a theater professor at EMU. Marla did some work in the local school system. Jim passed away a few years ago, and then Marla also passed away in 2019. But before she did, she established this very large gift of $1.8 million to the Ypsilanti Area Community Fund. Part of the fund is a big pool that goes to competitive grant making, but then six organizations were singled out to have an endowment fund. That was Corners Health Center, Riverside Art Center, Salvation Army of Washtenaw County, SLF Community Services, Ypsilanti District Library, and Ypsy Meals on Wheels.
Well, Allison Foreman, executive director of Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels, what did this gift mean for you and your organization?
So it's a great gift for us. So we currently have an endowment fund at the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation through the Ypsy Community Fund. And so this endowment fund goes along with other funds that we have there. And so it's a planning for the future. So what you use endowment funds for, generally speaking, is your goal is not to necessarily just draw down that money right away unless you need to. So what it is you're hoping that more people will invest in the fund, and as it earns interest and as it grows over the years, then you start drawing the dividends, the quarterly dividends from that, and then you can use that for purchases. So for an organization like Meals on Wheels, it's a kind of fund we've been just so focused on building, because every few years we need to add a new van. And so we usually are seeking out grant funding for that. So this will help us every few years now to be able to draw funds from so that we can purchase the vehicle and focus our grant writing on, you know, expanding services for our seniors or expanding the number of clients we serve. So we can use it for kind of overhead expenses that can sometimes be hard to find other funders for. So endowment funds are really great for that. So that's what we're hoping to use ours for.
Seems like Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels always has some ongoing needs. So does this give you some breathing space, or is it more of an investment for the future?
So we see it as both. So it gives us that breathing room and allows us to plan for those future needs that we're going to have. And for us, you know, we all know with the pandemic, the increased need for services for seniors rose drastically for many Meals on Wheels programs, not just us, but all across the country. So we saw the need for our service increase by almost 50%. So in this last year, we actually added two new vehicles to our fleet. So we now have a sixth route that we service for our six vehicles. So this will be really important to us, as every few years we'll either have to be adding a route or we'll be needing to replace the van. So it's keeping us ahead of the game right now. So we're hoping we can keep on being ahead of that and not behind.
How many people is Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels feeding these days?
So we're currently serving about 225 clients per day, but on a given week, we might have up to 250 clients that we're serving. And then unduplicated, because not everybody stays on for a long period of time, unduplicated last year, we supported 385 seniors.
And can you tell us what that's like for people? Do you get a lot of gratitude from people who you're serving as part of Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels?
We do. So, you know, I will say during pandemic, we had to pivot just like many people did. So we could no longer go into homes. We couldn't, we had to leave meals at the door. There was no more long conversations with people, no more hugs, no more smiles. But to help our clients through, we started a personal care pantry. We started a friendly caller program so that they wouldn't feel isolated. And many people who had family members from all over the country who weren't able to get home to see their family members or it wasn't safe for them, really the blessings were very meaningful over this past year from not only clients but from family members and community members as well, just seeing us still out on the road. And we never stopped one day of service during the pandemic. So we continued through it, through the struggles of finding PPE to protect our staff. And our clients felt supported. And that's one thing that we keep hearing, that they were so glad that we were here and never stopped supporting them.
So this grant is definitely going to have an impact indirectly or directly on the Ypsilanti area community.
Absolutely. I talked to, besides Allison, I talked to two of the other recipients. I didn't really have time or space to talk to all six of them, but I talked to a couple just to get a sense of how they're being used. Porter Health is hoping to expand their mental health services with their grant. And the Ypsilanti District Library is getting ready to break ground on their new Superior Township branch, and this is going to be really useful for that.
And Allison, what about you? I'm just trying to think of a way to say it so everybody can really feel emotionally the impact of getting money like that. I mean, you weren't expecting it, were you?
No, we weren't. I mean, Marla and Jim were longtime supporters of Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels. And you're going to find if you talk to many of these charities, Marla and Jim supported these nonprofits, all of us that were named, for many, many years. This wasn't just a one-time gift. They had been giving to us throughout their life and giving to this community. And it was very meaningful to us. But I happened to have met Jim before he passed away. And even when he was in hospice care, he was writing thank you notes to our donors to thank them for giving to Meals on Wheels. And Marla, just before she went into the hospital, she had her home on our holiday home tour. So they gave of that true sense of their time, talent, and treasure. And I think you're going to find many people were really touched to hear that Marla and Jim gave this wonderful gift. And I hope it inspires other people to, if you can't give necessarily as much as they could have when they were alive and even in their passing, every little donation makes a difference for most of the charities that are impacted.
Allison Foreman, Executive Director of Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels. Sarah Rigg, Project Manager for Concentrate Media. On the Ground Ypsi, thanks to both of you for talking to us today.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa. Glad I could be here.